a good idea. I want to record your voice telling this story about like where you started. And then I'll animate
someone just throwing a dart at a map and it's like two, three.
And I'll animate a picture of a map with like a picture of your van like moving to all the different places as you say them.
Perfect.
Okay, so so Dave, where have you been?
Alright, so the tour started in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Fort Lauderdale, Florida to New Orleans. New Orleans to Dallas, Texas. Dallas, Texas to Silver Springs, Maryland in a day. Silver Springs, Maryland to Manhattan. Manhattan to Chicago. Chicago to Philadelphia. Philadelphia to Atlanta, actually in a night. So, and then, okay, so then Atlanta to Worcester, Massachusetts in a night, in a day. Worcester, Massachusetts to Charlotte, North Carolina in a night. Charlotte, North Carolina to Denver. Denver to, we hung out in Denver, and then we did a couple of gigs in Iowa. We did Grand Rapids. Grand Rapids to Nashville. Nashville back to Denver. Denver to Vegas. Vegas to Vancouver. Vancouver to Calgary. Calgary to Edmonton. And Edmonton's the last show, so fucking we have to drive from Edmonton to Atlanta, which is 34 hours on paper. So every 4 hours, add an hour for us in that rig. 20,000-something miles, we're not even done yet. we're not even done yet.
Keep on tripping.
You wanna fucking sleep? Don't you dare fucking sleep! Drive! Don't eat! Don't you fucking eat! Drink! Drink your ass off! Drive! Drive more! Fucking play a show! Oh, you wanna play a show? You wanna do that? Fucking load your gear! Fucking drive! You drive! Like, it's been fucking crazy. And there's only four of us that are really driving, because none of the other two dudes that I'm talking about don't really have experience. And, you know, it's like, I'd rather have us drive, and we can still do it with four people, but, like, fuck. Like, just taking shifts, like, oh, that record's done, oh, that record's done, oh, that record's done, all the way through. Like, I've listened to, you don't listen to songs anymore.
We brought CDs!
No! Like, you pick out four records, listen to it, that's 4 hours, like, roughly. So you're like, once I listen to my four records, then I'm done. And I get to fucking try to sleep in a fucking washing machine while the band's doing 75, 80 miles an hour, and dudes are all jacked up on caffeine because we have to fucking, like, get there.
And then you have to play a show.
And then we have to play a show. And we don't have any techs or anything, so it's load in, load out. Like, some of the venues have had really awesome stagehands, and some of them haven't. One of them. There's this one fucking guy with, like, a man bun.
What, he's like a production dude?
He was supposed to be a fucking stagehand. It's like, so none of the stagehands showed up tonight. It was just this one guy baked out of his fucking
skull. Oh, I saw him. He was the one guy helping with the drum.
And all I did was, like, take down a mic or whatever. And, like, I was like, dude, I have an entire drum kit. We've got shit. Like, fucking move your ass. Like, we paid to be here, so fucking help. Like, I'm not asking you to do everything, but fucking help out. Like, We had to load out ourselves tonight, so that's why it took me so long to get out there, just because we had no fucking help. And I broke down my drum. I can break down my drum kit in fucking 8 minutes flat, but, like, I just...
It's still like,
you gotta fucking move the van and make sure you can stay here, and then you gotta park the son of a bitch and load it up and fucking...
Yeah.
Then grab a shower, because we haven't showered in 4 days. Like, we've only eaten once today in, like, the past 2 days. Like, we're getting fucked on buyouts, like, because we don't have a tour manager with us. And so, experienced people like myself and some of the other members, like, try to step up and fucking make shit happen. But at the same time, if you don't have that guy, you know, fucking front of the house production manager's gonna be like, yeah, well, Ministry's writer is, like, $3,000. So, like, there's where your 10 bucks went to go get a sandwich or whatever. Like, so we've been living off turkey sandwiches and fucking coffee, like, bad coffee, and fucking, dude, just, like, shit food. And
dude.
We don't love the Kirby yet.
Man, do you want to go get something? Don't you get something good to eat?
Oh, I'm going tonight.
So like, what's the deal? Like, are you guys, like, you have to get to Calgary by tomorrow night?
No, we have a travel day tomorrow, so we're staying here tonight. I booked, there's this really sweet RV park 3 miles north of here.
What?
Under the bridge, I think.
Yeah, it's like some really nice like gated thing. I took a screenshot.
Really?
Yeah. I'll tell you where it is.
That's really touring bands. This is for. No,
for like there's a lot of RVs and stuff down there.
Yeah, like it's that's how we've been.
They don't live there all the time though.
Well, and that's the thing too is we're not staying in hotels. Like, so okay, so from Vegas to we stayed outside of Seattle. Well, no, Vegas to outside Salt Lake City.
Hello.
We crashed at a rest area. Mark woke up at like 6:30 in the morning, and then we crashed last night at a rest area at Gordon. So you're driving. I got so motion sick, like I never get motion sick. And I wanted to throw up last night because we've been in the van so much that it fucks with your equilibrium. Like you get out of the van and you're like, you can't help it. You're just fucking walking zigzags. You look drunk and you don't want me. It's like you fucking huffed ether. Like you're trying to walk. And you're like, fuck, this sucks, I have no fucking motor skills, like, what the fuck? But I don't want to throw up, and like, you know, it's like, all I want to do is sleep. So we drove, yeah, so last night we crashed the rest area, no showers, no nothing, no fucking dinner, no nothing, like, dude, it's been fucking gnarly, like, it's been gnarly. But it's also, like, the coolest fucking shit.